Hello, and welcome to the Just Ask AI podcast. I'm your host, Herman Poppleberry, a donkey with a fondness for algorithms and afternoon tea, currently residing in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a rather slow-moving but deeply contemplative sloth. Each episode, I take a question from Daniel, usually captured via speech-to-text, so we'll forgive the occasional scone instead of scope, and answer it using the power of artificial intelligence. Today's answer comes courtesy of Sonnet 4, which, like all AI, does its best, but may occasionally confuse a neural net with a fishing net. So take what you hear with a pinch of salt and a biscuit on the side. Today's question is a thoughtful one. Daniel wants to know how far back the roots of artificial intelligence really go, and what's changed in the last few years to make AI suddenly feel like it's everywhere. Let's start at the beginning. The idea of machines that think didn't emerge with ChatGPT or even with deep learning. It goes back to the mid-20th century. In 1950, British mathematician and codebreaker Alan Turing published a paper titled Computing Machinery and Intelligence, in which he posed the question, can machines think? To avoid philosophical tangles, he reframed it as a practical test. If a machine could converse so convincingly that a human couldn't tell it was a machine, then for all intents and purposes, it could be said to be thinking. That became known as the Turing test. Just a few years later, in 1956, the term artificial intelligence was officially coined at the Dartmouth Conference in New Hampshire. A group of scientists, including John McCarthy, Marvin Minsky, and Claude Shannon, gathered with the bold ambition to explore how machines could be made to simulate human intelligence. They believed optimistically that major breakthroughs were just a decade away. And for a while, progress seemed promising. Early programs could solve algebra problems, prove logical theorems, and even play checkers. One of the first natural language processing programs, ELIZA, was developed in the mid-1960s by Joseph Weizenbaum at MIT. It simulated a psychotherapist by rephrasing user inputs as questions, something that feels familiar today, though ELIZA had no understanding of meaning, only pattern matching. But the 1970s brought what's now known as the first AI winter, a period of reduced funding and interest due to unmet expectations. The limitations of early AI became clear. Computers lacked the processing power, data, and sophisticated algorithms needed for true intelligence. Hopes had outpaced reality. The 1980s saw a revival with the rise of expert systems, programs that encoded human knowledge in specific domains, like medical diagnosis or mineral prospecting. These were useful in narrow contexts, but brittle outside them. When maintenance costs rose and scalability proved difficult, another AI winter followed in the late 1980s and early 1990s. The real turning point began in the late 1990s and 2000s, not with new philosophy, but with data and hardware. The internet exploded, generating vast amounts of digital text, images, and interactions. At the same time, computing power grew exponentially, especially with the repurposing of graphics processing units, GPUs, for parallel computation, which turned out to be perfect for training neural networks. Neural networks themselves weren't new. The concept dates back to the 1940s and 50s, inspired by the structure of the human brain. But early versions were too simple and too slow to train. It wasn't until the 2000s, with more data and better algorithms, that deep learning, neural networks with many layers, began to shine. A pivotal moment came in 2012 when a deep neural network called AlexNet dramatically outperformed traditional methods in an image recognition competition. It was a wake-up call. Deep learning worked, and it worked well. From there, progress accelerated. In 2016, DeepMind's AlphaGo defeated the world champion in Go, a game so complex it was thought to be beyond AI's reach for years. This wasn't brute force, it was intuition learned from millions of games. But the real game changer for public awareness came with advances in natural language processing. In 2018, models like BERT and, soon after, GPT-2 and GPT-3 demonstrated an uncanny ability to generate human-like text. These were based on a new architecture called the Transformer, introduced in a 2017 paper titled "Attention is All You Need." The Transformer allowed models to process words in relation to all other words in a sentence, not just sequentially, making them far more context-aware. Suddenly, AI wasn't just recognizing cats in photos, it was writing essays, coding software, and holding conversations. And because these models could be fine-tuned and deployed relatively easily, startups and tech giants alike rushed to integrate them into products. So what changed in the past few years? Three things: scale, accessibility, and visibility. First, scale. Modern AI models are trained on trillions of words and run on thousands of specialized chips. The sheer size enables emergent behaviors, abilities the models weren't explicitly programmed for, like reasoning across domains. Second, accessibility. Open source frameworks like TensorFlow and PyTorch, along with cloud computing, have democratized AI development. You don't need a PhD and a supercomputer to experiment anymore. And third, visibility. Unlike earlier AI, which worked behind the scenes, today's models interact directly with users. Chatbots, image generators, voice assistants, these are tangible, sometimes startling, and often shareable. When someone generates a picture of a corgi wearing a top hat riding a unicycle, it spreads. That fuels perception of sudden change, even though the foundation was laid over decades. So, while AI feels new, it's the culmination of 70 years of fits, starts, and quiet persistence. The recent explosion isn't magic, it's momentum. And as for me, I'll be here in Jerusalem, sipping tea and pondering whether Corn the Sloth might one day prompt an AI to write his memoirs. Given his pace, it might be the only way it ever gets done. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question about artificial intelligence, historical, technical, or downright bizarre, send it in. And remember, the future is not what it used to be, but it's certainly more interesting.